This is KTPCB. KTPCB listening for any calls. This is K2PCB. K2PCB listening for any calls.
KC2NVM, good morning.
Good morning, Sir Jeff. I heard a chunk in there a minute or so ago. I wasn't sure if that was someone from our group. And I didn't hear any announcements. But give it a second, and then I'll give it one more time. Actually, I was on the air 6-7 minutes ago, and making very good time today. Already up to Bowen. So, how was your weekend? Did you get to do everything you wanted to do?
No, my wife and I actually made a list yesterday of everything we wanted to get accomplished, and it involves moving around a whole bunch of stuff in the house, kind of playing the shell game. Clean up the garage so we have room to put the table from the craft room so that we can put other stuff in the craft room and move it around and make a computer station for me, as well as just straighten up everything. And then I get done with the garage and my parents call and say, oh, by the way, we're at Millard Fillmore Suburban. And so then I go up there and hang out with them for like 5 hours.
Oh no! Hopefully everything is okay. You're coming into work today, so I guess that's positive.
Yeah, my stepfather takes his blood pressure every morning, and it was high, elevated for him. It was like 193/160. And it just kept going higher, so they went to immediate care, which then immediately said to go to the hospital.
That's a scary one. That's not good. So it sounds like obviously you took care of some family stuff, had a productive weekend, getting ready for your classes to start, and have a place to sit there and focus on your studies. That's good. Cleaning out the garage is definitely something we need to do. In fact, Lynn and I, we were in there yesterday. She was looking for some of her Halloween decorations. She had seen something online, and though she's not really crafty, you know, with her own ideas, she likes to try to recreate what she sees online. So she was pulling out some of the, I shouldn't say Halloween, it's more fall, Thanksgiving, but it utilizes pumpkins, and she wanted to put something together. So we were looking for stuff yesterday. When we were out and about, she popped in Dollar Tree to get some decorative add-ons. And all in all, it wasn't too bad of a weekend. Saturday, it was warm. We talked about going kayaking, but we decided to take a ride out to Penn Yan to go to the Windmill Farm and Craft Market, and made a day of it. So we spent a couple hours there. We went to the Spotted Duck ice cream that's up that way, and we went to a Habitat for Humanity Restore. Basically, it's a home furnishings resale center. Right, kind of like an upscale thrift shop. And then we stopped in Batavia for lunch on the way back, late lunch, and made a day of it. So, that was fun. Probably should have spent more time in the garage, though. yesterday was only a few minutes in there, and it probably could use days.
Yeah, part of our garage initiative is we want to be able to get both cars in the garage this winter, and that's going to take a couple of days. And just about every weekend from now until the end of time, there is a plan. Next week, my nephew's getting married, so that's going to take up Friday, and then hopefully that Saturday we can really attack the garage. And it definitely needs to be an all-hands-on event, just so I understand where my wife puts things, and my wife understands where I put things, and then daughter just does a lot of work, and she complains, oh, my hands hurt, my legs hurt. I'm like, yeah, you need to do more. My legs hurt. Well, go run. Well, they'll hurt more. Yeah, but after a week, they won't hurt anymore at all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know that. I definitely know that rationale. I know Lynn complains about how uncomfortable she is sometimes, and you got to do more. In fact, since I have stopped going to Zumba as of late, I can definitely feel it. Yeah, it's not a good thing. It's better to keep going, but I had some other issues that came up that caused me to pause going there for a while, then I got into this rut. But, that's nice to be able to get both vehicles in the garage if you can do that. We used to have a single car garage, and when we first moved in there, it was nice. There was enough room. If you had to work on something, you could pull it in, but we've amassed so much stuff these days that that's not going to happen, which is okay. It's a place to put our stuff, but yeah, we have to definitely have to rid ourselves of some stuff. But like I said, we went to that Habitat for Humanity store, and there was some event there where everything was 20% off Saturday, and I found a DeWalt cordless drill set, 18 volts, not the 24 or whatever, you know, is the ideal one these days, but it was an 18 volt. It was the drill, the impact driver, and obviously the battery, the charger. They had two of these flashlight units there that you plug in, that's to the battery, and you plug the battery into them, and $20. It was 25 and then 20% off of that. And I'm like, okay, I'll take a chance on this. Took it home. Battery had a full charge on it. Everything works. I'm like, oh, that's not a bad deal.
That's a good, sounds like a good deal. I am of the, you buy everything all at once and then you cycle out your batteries every few years as long as they keep making the batteries. I have a bunch of Craftsman stuff that they don't make the batteries for anymore, so I'm trying to cycle in either some Milwaukee stuff that does have the current batteries or whatnot.
Yeah, I think my problem is I've never spent good money on cordless power tools. I do like my corded stuff, but the cordless definitely has its advantages, and since I don't use it as much as, you know, maybe some people, I never really wanted to spend a lot of money on them. You know, I'd buy cheap ones, and then, yeah, the battery dies, or, you know, the bearings in it are so sloppy that the chuck just wobbles around. I'm like, okay, this thing's garbage. I've probably spent, I don't know how many cordless drills I purchased, but I probably spent money multiple times over where I could have bought something good. But it's gotten me by. And, so for $20, I'm like, okay, I'll take a chance on this. Yeah, worked out well. Well, this is K2PCB. Let me pause for a second to see if anyone else is there to join in.
K2PCB, KE2GDQ. How are you, Travis and Jeff and possibly Ross?
Good morning, Mr. Brad. I personally am doing well this morning. Heading back into work today after, our two-day weekend. I don't know how long you were listening in there, but it was a little warm on Saturday. So didn't go kayaking like we would have liked, but we made the best of it. And yesterday was our running around shopping day. How was your weekend?
Weekend was busy. My son came in and his girlfriend came in Thursday evening. We had dinner with them and then took them down to my daughter and son-in-law's house, and then we picked up the grandkids on Friday noonish, brought them home, and then we had them all weekend. Took them to the movies on Saturday to see Bad Guys 2, but it was hot, but they definitely enjoyed the pool Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely a good thing to do on a hot day is to find a theater with some comfortable seats and some air conditioning. I do like me some movie theater popcorn. In fact, Lynn likes to make popcorn at home a lot. And she's like, oh, you want me to make you some? I'm like, not today. Every once in a while I'll say yes, but normally not. And it's not the same as the theater. And I'm sure the theater's awful for you. But, that's some good stuff. Has everyone headed back home now?
Yeah, our son and his girlfriend headed back yesterday afternoon. We dropped them off at the airport around 3:30. They should be back in Austin. We took the kids back Sunday afternoon back to their house, and they were glad to get home. I mean, they're always happy to be here, but they were obviously home is where the heart is, and so they were happy to be home. But overall, it was good.
Well, maybe for the next visit, you can make it down there. I don't know if you've been down there at all yet.
We have not been to Austin yet. We're going down early September, spend a few days with them.
Ah, yes, that is awesome. And plus, things should cool down a little bit by then, so that should be nice. All right, Mr. Ross, have you made it into the group yet?
Yep, I'm in here. I'm just cruising along, listening. How was your morning?
Oh, my morning is just dandy. Nothing spectacular about the morning, just the ride in. I did get an early start, so I've been here a few now. So just relaxing, staring off into the distance, watching the sun come up slowly, and the only downside of it is that I am here at work, so it means I'm going in to spend the next 9 hours in the building, but I made it here, so that's good. Another day on my calendar. How was your weekend?
Oh, another wonderful weekend of working on things I don't want to be, but had to get done. I did the final driveway ceiling of my parents' house. Did that. What else did I do? That's it. Did oil change on my truck. And, that's about it for the weekend. Sunday's kind of a wash. It was raining. Did some cleaning up in the house. Obviously, no radio stuff. Something I would like to play with, but it's all good. Eventually, once the snow flies, I'll have more radio time to do radio things.
So I guess we'll kick it back around to Jeff and then over to Brad. If you guys get a chance to coordinate some slow scan transmissions there.
We have not, but with Tuesday being what it is and where it is, I will have the HackRF, which will be the slow scan TV transmitter, and we can go from there. Either Brad can take it home and play with it, figure it out, or we can get together. Either way, I'm good. I know who he is, so I know where he hangs out.
Definitely Tuesday night. We'll spend some time. We'll talk about some slow scan TV, Jeff.
Yeah, you'll have to let me know what frequency I need, and then the baud rate or whatever, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, that would be an interesting experiment because you're right there in real time. You can control when the transmission starts. Plus, there are different protocols that can be sent, and I know some of the software, and I'm not sure which one you're using, Brad, but some of the software has a auto detect where it looks for the transmission or the packet headers to assist it with decoding or telling it what format to use, what protocol. Yeah, so that would be a nice way to test out the system.
This is where I say goodbye. I'm going to go in and get a cup of coffee. 73s, KC2, NVM, clear.
All right, I should probably do the same. This is K2PCB, and we'll catch you guys soon. 73s.
KC2PET, this is KE2GDQ.